Chapter 26. Flashback. Young Love. Broadsword thought quietly to himself. He was still chained up in that Celestia-forsaken cave, and he was starting to think he would never see the sun again. He thought over his life, as ponies do when they think they're about to die. He thought of happy and sad times, of victories and mistakes he had made. Canterlot, many years prior to Broadsword's imprisonment. It was a bright day outside Canterlot High School. Several teenage colts and fillies moved to and fro. A general excitement about us, thoughts turned to the nearing prom. A far younger Broadsword sat just outside the school, a rose-colored mare standing next to him.
"So, what do you intend to do after prom, when we graduate?"
Sunny Aura asked Broadsword.
"Well, I actually sent in an application for the academy."
"A Solar Guard, huh? You hoping to get close to the princess?"
Sunny teased. Broadsword puffed his cheeks in annoyance.
"No. I just want to be able to protect ponies, that's all."
"Well, I think that's very noble of you."
Broadsword blushed.
"That's... Well, I've seen you helping plenty of ponies around school. You're practically considered a heroine around here. You do all that volunteer work, you help your classmates, you're pretty..."
"Oh, I wouldn't consider myself as a heroine. I'm not anything, really."
"You know your problem? You're too humble."
Sunny giggled.
"If you say so."
"So what do you plan on doing, Sunny?"
"Me? Well, I've got an aunt working in the castle, and she apparently knows the princess. She promised to talk to her and get me an apprenticeship there."
"Well, look at you, knowing ponies in high places," Broadsword laughed. "Though this does mean, should I become a guard, we may see each other again quite often around the castle."
"Yeah, I would like that. Oh, that reminds me. Have you got a date to the prom yet?"
No, I haven't."
"Well, I haven't either."
Broadsword wanted to ask her out so badly, to take her to the prom, but at that moment his brain broke down, and he panicked. "Sorry, I've got to go see you later!"
Without any other explanation, Broadsword took off into the air and rushed away. Sunny Aura took that as a rejection, and was left with tears in her eyes. Broadsword sighed. He had never asked her to the prom. In fact, he never even showed up. Neither did Sunny herself, as far as he knew. Ever since then, they had grown apart. He barely saw her anymore. New resolve entered his heart. Sunny was still single, as far as he knew. He knew that if he ever got out of this, he would ask her out, fix the mistakes of the past. That was when Serpens entered the cavern.
"Greetings, Broadsword,"
Serpens said cheerfully as he shifted back to his true self. The imprisoned Pegasus opened his eyes a little and managed to look up at his captor.
"What do you want? You've already taken just about every ounce of information and memories I possess. What more could you possibly need me for?"
Serpens began circling the restrained pony, ready to shatter his world.